Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
A near-perfect fossilised skeleton found in South Australia's desert has been the key to solving a 150-year-old megafauna mystery. Giant kangaroos, known as Protemnodon, were first described in 1874 by British naturalist Sir Richard Owen, who differentiated them by their teeth, as was the custom of the time.
The teeth turned out to be very variable, a lot more variable than Owen thought. And so basically for 150 years, it's been really difficult to tell how many species there were and how to tell them apart.
That's the voice of paleontologist Dr. Isaac Kerr, who is the lead researcher on the Flinders University study. He's examined hundreds of Protemnodon bones in museums across Australia, New Guinea, the UK, and even the US using a 3D scanner. But it was an archaeological site at Lake Calabona in arid South Australia where an important clue was unearthed, the discovery of fossilised skeletons that had similar teeth but very different bodies.
I mean, the main tip-off in the end was that the proportions of the hind limb were very different between species, and that's a strong indicator of kangaroos, of a difference in locomotion, a difference in the sort of speed and efficiency of their hop. We talk about gearing, so slow or low gearing, mid gearing and high gearing. So a red kangaroo has a very short femur, a very short upper leg and a very long tibia or shin bone, and that helps the body weight stay over the foot as they're hopping. Whereas some species of Protemnodon did have that. They had a very short femur and a long tibia. Others have about the same length femur and tibia, which is something you see in things like tree kangaroos.
The research, which is published in the journal Megataxa, led to the formal description of three Protemnodon species. Protemnodon viator lived in arid areas and was twice as big as a large red kangaroo. Here's what Isaac Kerr says about the viator.
Very large, up to 170 kilograms, with very long hind limbs. It was probably fairly fast and efficient hopper. You know, not so quick and good at hopping as, say, like a red kangaroo, but similar in some respects.
Another species, Protemnodon mumcura, was more robust, thick-limbed and slower moving, thought to have returned to forested areas on the southern coast, from Western Australia to Tasmania. Here's Dr. Kerr again.
Some Protemnodon basically return to this sort of densely forested habitat in places like New Guinea and Tasmania and like the east coast of Australia. And in that habitat, it doesn't pay to have such a quick, efficient hop that you see in open habitat kangaroos. It's much better to be slower moving and a bit more sort of nimble, you know, turn corners and move through thick undergrowth. So then you end up with kangaroos a bit more like a quokka or a potoroo.
Another species, Protemnodon dawsonae, was described from fewer fossils and remains more of a mystery. It was most likely a mid-speed hopper, something like a swamp wallaby. The new discoveries will enable researchers to expand the knowledge of what these giants were getting up to.
People can look at how they interacted with their environment, you know. Did they move in mobs the way living kangaroos do? Did they box the way living kangaroos do, you know? There's a possibility that one of the species was scratch digging for truffles like quokkas do.
Now researchers are heading to New Guinea, where they hope to describe another giant kangaroo.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.